The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
If you would, take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Psalms. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. As you make your way there, it's easy to get confused and overwhelmed. Anyone feel like your world is spinning out of control? You don't have to admit to me. What I'd like to talk to you about this morning is how to encourage yourself in the Lord. Specifically, in a message entitled, Where Would I Be? We're going to focus on the last two verses of this psalm, Psalm 27. But if you would allow me today, I'd like to tell you a story of hope. I remember when I was a senior in high school that I had a tough decision to make. Just a few details, things were taking place in my life. As a senior in high school, at home I had a little sister, baby sister, who was 1 year old. My dad had recently had traumatic brain injury, had surgery related to that. We were getting ready to think about me going to college. In addition to that, I had traveled the previous summer with a Christian drama team based out of Taylor, South Carolina, and the plan was that I was going to travel with them again here this year. On top of all of that, I was in love. On a really bad day, after I'd had some disagreement with my parents, I was leaving our house to go see my girlfriend who lived about a half hour away, and I ran over our family dog. That had been my dog since I was 5 years old, and she was starting to be hobbled and stuff along those lines. I thought that she had turned back up to the house, and I had to go back in and tell my parents, and now rough relationship. Dad's going to help me go ahead, and we lived on a farm, and we were able to find a nice burial spot. I just felt like there were so many things that were going on in life. Life had gotten hard. My extended family had opinions about what my responsibility was to my family. I'm getting ready perhaps to go travel again with a Christian drama team. After that summer, I'm going to be coming down here for my freshman year in college. And there were some family members that were basically saying out loud, you know what, if you were going to honor your parents, you wouldn't be going off to college. You wouldn't be leaving this summer. You'd be staying at home. I don't want to say that I was super spiritual through all of the conversations. I'm no different than most high school seniors. I did believe that God wanted me to come here to Pensacola Christian College. I did believe that there were some things that I'm supposed to do, but life's gotten complicated. I'm feeling a little bit anxious, a little bit emotional, maybe a little bit selfish, a little bit self-defensive. And like I said, my dog died. I'd like to suggest to you this morning a truth that I learned that summer, quite honestly, in anticipation of that summer, that I have tried to continue to live by for these number of years now. When I was struggling, I actually pick up the phone and I call the director of the group that I was getting ready to travel with to basically say, you know what, I'm not gonna come. I can't go travel this summer. They were counting on me. I had traveled the summer before. I had the lead role in the play. I was going to play the part of King David in a play entitled King David. They didn't have anybody else that was in mind. And so somebody who knew me and knew me well kind of said, hey, can we talk for a minute? And he made this next comment to me. It has stayed with me. I want us to look at a psalm and see this truth, how it plays out here in a moment. But the truth was this. Never undo in doubt what you started in faith. Never undo in doubt what you started in faith. On a somewhat regular basis, I'll have students, even some grad students, that'll come up to me. They'll say, Dr. Davis, how do you or Dr. Davis, how do I, or how does a person, and a lot of those questions are tied to this idea of how do I work through complications? How do I work through my feelings? How do I walk through or work through all these things that are going on? I know that as college students, you're busy. And I know that you got all kinds of cares and concerns, and I don't know what all of them are. Some of you have some health issues. Some of you, there are some things that are going on back home that are really taking a whole lot more of your mental energy than maybe classes are taking. Some of you are struggling with classes here. Some of you have an interpersonal relationship challenge. Some of you, your heart is tugging one direction or another. What I like to do is take people to the Psalms. I like to walk with you through what was part of my thought process a long time ago. By the way, you don't have to do it exactly like I did it. And I wasn't necessarily perfect all summer long. I certainly wasn't perfect in those days as I walk through this. But I want to show you where I find strength. I want to show you how I walk through some of those kind of challenges. I'm going to be a little bit transparent with you. When we get to some of these verses, I know what David the psalmist is saying. And I think I'm aware of some of his life circumstances, or at least the kinds of circumstances he was facing, but I place myself in his shoes. I'd like to, this morning, show you how to encourage yourself in the Lord. I'm giving you a transparent view of how I'll walk through some things like this. We're going to start reading in verse number 1. We'll read the entire psalm together, and then we'll go back and we'll make some comments. Psalm 27, the Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy on me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Father, in these couple of moments that we look to your word this morning, may we be encouraged. May we be encouraged in you. I pray that you would take the words of this psalm and the story, the narrative that I share today, and use it the way you would use it to give us encouragement. We praise you for what you'll do. In Christ's name, amen. Never undo and doubt what you started in faith. What I'm speaking to you this morning about is the concept of hope. What you expect God to do. Hope. I'll talk to people, I'll teach a counseling class, I'll talk to individuals, and what I frequently find so often in the world today is that people have challenges, and a lot of times the thing that's missing is hope. And my confidence this morning is this, that you and I, we can find hope in God. What you and I can find is a strength to be able to go through life's challenges in God. But it is a very common experience in life for you and me to have all kinds of things that seemingly are spinning out of control. Common experience in life is for us to find ourselves sometimes getting overwhelmed. Our thoughts begin to run through scenarios of what might take place. Certainly enough things are happening around us that we don't like, that maybe we don't even think clearly. And I would suggest to you that the psalmist experienced very similar situation in his life, but he had a way of working through those challenges. I've been able to try to place myself into the psalmist's shoes, if you will, and I would suggest to you today that if you'll find yourself talking through, perhaps even praying through a psalm of scripture, you may also see the path to being able to find your hope, your encouragement, your strength in God. The psalmist said in verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" We've been told that the word of God is a light, if you will. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's the thought process that I had when I was a senior in high school. The Lord had allowed me to get saved when I was a lot younger. I had for most of my years in school gone to a Christian school. By this point in my life, I really did believe that what God wanted me to be was a preacher. But I wasn't perfect. Just like you're not perfect. And there are all kinds of lessons in trust and trusting God that we have to learn. Life had gotten difficult for our family, certainly in the last couple of years. My dad had been in a welding accident, and he had lost his ability to do all kinds of things. He wasn't able to go to work. He wasn't able to function the way that he used to be able to function. My world was spinning. And when I read the psalmist say that the Lord was his salvation, I wasn't just thinking, I know Jesus Christ as my Savior, though I trust here today that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. There's been a time you've placed your faith, your trust in the completed work of Jesus Christ who died on the cross and took the punishment for your sins. More than that, I saw the psalmist as saying that God's able to save me out of my problems. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I wish that were always true, that I wasn't afraid. But right then, in that circumstance, with what was going on, I was afraid. But I took comfort hearing the psalmist say that he would trust in God. And my effort, my attempt was to believe God. Perhaps you're here today, and whatever challenge you're facing, that is your honest attempt. But maybe you don't have a lot of experience doing that. Perhaps you don't have experience going through the situation that you're going through. My testimony is that when I trusted God according to the pattern that the psalmist followed, I also found that the psalmist's answer was the answer. When the wicked, even mine enemies, my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. I didn't have any real enemy, though I sometimes imagined that when somebody was upset with me, or sometimes when different situations were happening that I didn't like, I kind of sometimes imagined that those were like an enemy. The psalmist says, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. The psalmist's testimony was, God can handle it. The psalmist's testimony was that God took care of it, even to the point where he fought battles. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. I'm wondering, as a high school senior, I've wondered a number of other occasions in my life, God, how am I going to get through this? I want to please you, but honestly, I don't know how to go through this. He says here about this army, though an host should encamp against me, in verse 3, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. He says the same thing twice. That's kind of the way Hebrew poetry works. Here comes this army. Here comes this battle. Here comes these problems at me, and I'm going to trust in God. Well, how do I trust in God when right now I'm afraid? He's making a choice. You and I, we understand in Scripture that we're supposed to bring every thought into captivity. But I've struggled with that at times, bringing those thoughts of fear into captivity. The psalmist has a confidence in his God, and that confidence in his God, some of it's based upon experience, The Lord was allowing me to walk through some challenges that today are experience. I've seen God do it before. I've seen God do it several times. In fact, in preparation for this message, quite honestly, a great sense of peace and relief, rest in some ways, came to me as I thought about the number of times God has worked, the number of times that when I trust in God, I've been able to find courage. When I trust in God, I've been able to find that rest, that comfort, that confidence. But here, this time, walking through it, I thought about who God was. The psalmist said he'd be confident. Verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I can't tell you that every single day of my life that that has been the only thing that I desired. But I can tell you that when I've been able to bring myself to the place, and frequently so in life, to the place where my thoughts are about God and what God would want, and whatever the challenge is, understanding that God has a plan, whatever the challenge is, knowing that God has a way of being able to work through it, and I was delighting in Him and what He wanted, it was amazing to see God at work. He says, in his heart, in his mind, he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life so that he could behold the beauty, so that he could see the beauty of the Lord and inquire at his temple, so he could go into God's presence. Can I ask you, have you been able recently with those challenges that you're facing to go into God's presence and have conversation with him? The book of James tells us, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and it braideth not. God wants to hear from you. God wants to have a relationship with you. And if you're seeking his face, if you're looking here to see the beauty of who he is, maybe even the beauty of his holiness, the fact that God is a loving God, God is a caring God, God is a God who cares about you. If you'll look to him, if you'll place your faith and your trust in him, he's got an answer. Verse 5, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. That place of protection. In the time of trouble, the psalmist had a place to go. I saw myself as going through trouble. And maybe my trouble wasn't the same trouble that somebody else would go through. Maybe the trouble that I was going through would pale compared to the trouble that you're going through right now. But the psalmist was able to find peace under the protection of the pavilion, that cover of God. And in many ways, I was able to find peace and protection under the pavilion of God in the secret of his tabernacle. The pavilion and the tabernacle, they're the same place. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. The rock is the safe place. When life is hard, and you bring yourself to the place where you say, God, I'm going to claim your word. I don't understand. I don't get it. And you don't have to be a theologian who has studied God's word for decades. But in simple faith, you put yourself as someone in need who says, God, I don't have anything else. In fact, I don't want anything else. I want you. You have the ability, and I'm going to trust you. It is amazing how the safety of a rock, that strong, solid place to stand, it is amazing the peace that you and I can know when the storms rage against us. It is amazing the peace we can know because God cares. And he is great, and he is able to handle what you and I are facing. Verse 6, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer up his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. When I have my confidence in God, when my trust is in God, it's a whole lot easier to think the thoughts of praise to God. If you will, I'm able, and I don't even have to be in a church service, I'm able to worship God. I'm able to be, as John would even tell us, they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and truth, in some ways like a self-contained spiritual worshiping machine. God's made me to need him, and I need him. I express my need to him. The psalmist says, bringing sacrifices, these are going to be sacrifices of praise. I'm going to thank God for who he is. I'm going to offer up praise to God. Verse 6 continues, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. It is hard to be overwhelmed and completely lost while at the same time singing praises to God. If I'll pause, if I'm able to bring my thoughts into captivity such that I remember that God is good, such that I remember that God's powerful, when I remember that God loves me, I'm able now in praising him to remember that he has the ability to do what I need him to do. Hear, O Lord, when I cry, verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy on me and answer me. The reason the psalmist is calling to God is because he knows that's the only place he can go. Those troubles, those challenges that you're facing, have you been able to handle them yourself? Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Me, I'm not always strong. I have some experiences today that perhaps I might be tempted to use my experience to help me walk through a situation and not trust in God. But maybe you say, I don't have any experience with this. I know the answer. The psalmist recounts for us the answer. You can find the answer. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also on me and answer me. In the middle of the trial that you're facing right now, there is a God who cares for you, and what he wants you to do is call upon him. Call upon me. I'll show the great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Verse 8, when thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. You've told me to call, and that's exactly what I'm going to do, because I can't handle this. Sometimes we think that the greatest Christians in the world are these people who are super spiritual giants. What God wants from you, instead of being a super spiritual giant, is to just need him. What God wants you to do is to need him. When thou says, seek ye my face, that is, look to God. That is, think favorably upon the things of God, what God wants. My heart said unto thee, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Basically, don't let me out of your presence. The face of God was tied to the concept of the presence of God. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. God, I want to please you. I am not perfect, and I confess my sin. I understand. If I confess my sin, you're faithful and just to forgive me my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and I humbly kneel before you. I don't want there to be anything between my soul and the Savior. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. I've known God at this point in my life on multiple occasions to be my help. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not. Neither forsake me. You've been my God of salvation. Oh, God of my salvation. I know that I have eternal salvation, but I also know that you are the one who saves me. When my father and my mother forsake me, and there are a few times when I thought that my parents were against me. They weren't, but there was disagreement. And at least as a senior in high school self, I read that verse. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Sometimes parents can't do everything that you would hope that they can do. I know somebody who can. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. The plain path, that's the one that's understandable. That's the one that's straight. That's the one that's right. And the only way that you and I can know that one is by trusting God. Thy word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies. This world has all kinds of philosophies and practices that would seek to pull you away from what God wants for your life. And it's easy for us to be distracted sometimes. For false witnesses are risen up against me. I had some family members at times that I felt like weren't being very honest or were looking at the situation. I thought, God wants me to do something. By the way, my parents were always completely encouraging of me to do what they thought God wanted me to do. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, as such as breathe out cruelty. And all of that to get to these last couple of minutes. I fainted. Notice in your Bible, it's in italics. It's the unsaid part of what finishes out the verse. Unless I believed, except I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Question, where would I be? But I don't have to wonder where I would be, because I can believe in the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. My aunt, when she was dying of cancer, and maybe some of you have some folks that you love that are facing one of those situations, one of the things that she would say to my dad, she'd say to me, and she'd say to others is, God is good. All the time, God is good. Whatever else is true about God, and he's lots of things, I assure you that he's good. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I told you, never undo in doubt what you started in faith. The psalmist says in verse 14, wait on the Lord. The wait is not, I'm going to whistle a song and kind of tap my fingers a little bit. The wait here is the wait of hope. Sometimes in our Bible, translated hope. You can have hope. Waiting is hoping in God. Unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, I didn't have any other hope, but I would have fainted. I'm going to have hope. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. The psalmist again says, wait. That's not do nothing. That's hope. Hope in God. Wait on God. Psalm 31, 24 says, be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Hope. Philippians 1, 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. Hope. I have fainted, unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, but I did believe in it. And you have started a work on purpose to please God. By faith, you've taken steps that you believe this is what God wants in my life. And I would encourage you, don't quit. Wait. If you will hope, don't undo it. God has started a work in you, and believe that God is able to accomplish what he started. And as you do that today, you leave here having encouraged yourself in the Lord as you believe God.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.